listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference. Right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
That's exactly where you're at, Adventist World Radio SID Media. This is the Glorious Morning Show, and I'm your host, Derek Viriri, welcoming you to our Wellness Chat, a wellness chat for the morning. It's a health feature, and we're going to be chatting to our guest just in a second, Dr. Emira Khwale. We've all heard the saying that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But it's, in today's fast-paced world, how many of us actually live by it? Right, prevention being better than cure. Right, we often wait until something feels wrong, and sometimes not even then, until it feels really wrong, then we can look for a medical practitioner. But what are the most important medical appointments are the ones we make when we feel perfectly fine? Unheard of, right? Today we're going to be talking about that, diving into the world of preventative healthcare, screenings, habits, and silent numbers that can literally add up and add years to your life. So join us as we chat to Dr. Khwale, who joins us now on the line. Doc, good morning to you. Welcome to Adventist World Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, Derek. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Only a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us and taking the time to talk to us and the listeners.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
We want to just appreciate this important conversation. I mean, we live in a very busy world. We've got so much convenience, but we've got so little time. And so to say we've got time to then look for a medical practitioner just for checking, it seems almost unheard of. How do you define preventative healthcare so that it makes sense to our listener today, who's feeling perfectly fine and says, what do you mean I need to go to the doctors? I'm okay.
No, definitely, Derek. And, you know, I think it's one of the biggest challenges of our generation and the times that we live in. Everything is so fast paced. Everything, you know, we keep it moving, as the young ones would say.
Yeah.
So it's and we are also very much reliant on what we see. Right. So a lot of the times we don't seek medical consultations or medical checkups until something is wrong. So preventative healthcare is then consulting a healthcare provider or practitioner to either prevent you from getting into an avoidable health condition, or you can also optimize your current physical health, because there are also normal processes that will take place, aging, which will predispose you to certain risks, right? So you want to optimize wherever you are. Let's optimize, get you in a better state, even if you're good and even if you're healthy. And the other thing is to also say you do have a current medical condition, right? Part of that would be to prevent it complicating further and causing further diseases and illness in your life. So that is what preventative healthcare is. You need to seek healthcare before you need it.
It sounds like some misnomer, Jay. It's a paradox in thinking, Jay, just before you even talk about actually doing it. It really irks our minds to say, do this before you need it, look for it. And people are like, hey, come again. And maybe let's look at the myths, right? To say, what usually leads to people saying they don't need to do this to avoid checkups? What have you heard in your profession?
I think it's also what we alluded to earlier, that, you know, we are so reliant on what we see and what we feel.
That
is the measure that we're using to check our health status, right? So if I'm not experiencing any pain, if I'm young, if I'm presumably healthy, if I am I'm a bit lean, you know, I'm not really overweight, right? So we feel like, nah, it's not necessary, right? To go and check because I feel fine, right? And there's also that misconception that healthcare is just to cure, right? We just want to consult a doctor or consult any healthcare provider to cure something, to solve a problem, not necessarily to prevent it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that we do is that we also ignore subtle changes right, in our bodies, or we ignore subtle signs, aches, little, you know, I'm generally feeling a bit more tired than I used to be. I'm not sleeping well. So there's a lot that we ignore. And I think our general approach is, you know, to wait on things, it's and to wait until it is unbearable and go in and help. Yeah. So I think those are some of the things that are holding us back. You know, I hope it's not the fact that we are associated with injections and all things painful. You know, when people think of a doctor, when you tell a kid they need to go see a doctor, the first thing they think is an injection. But most of it is really just having a conversation, seeing where you are and seeing how can we make this better? You know, so true. I think those are the myths. Yeah, it is very, very much necessary. And it's not always the things that you feel. Sorry, Derek, this is something that I'm a bit passionate about.
No, certainly.
You know, the biggest plight of the healthcare burden are things that, one, are preventable. And two, they are, if you look at the stats, hypertension, strokes, and heart attacks, right? Those are things that the people say they felt fine, right? They felt fine. But it takes a while for your body to progress to a state where you are going to get a heart attack or you're going to get a stroke. So relying on our feelings and, you know, our youth even, or age rather. So that is some of the things that are really holding us back. And just check for these things early. I think we can do better, you know.
I like that. We can do better. I don't know. This one, is it a popular one to say, you know what, I don't want to go for a checkup because once I know, then I begin to get sick. You know, right now I had this condition. It's dormant, quote unquote. But now the moment because Dr. Rakgwale went and said, oh, no, my brother, here's what you're struggling with, Derek. Then suddenly I now having the impact of that. Is that a myth or is that actually true? Is there something related to the mind and the connection to the physical? I don't know.
That is so true. And I mean, you know, even with us, we do have an avoidant kind of mentality, right? If I don't know about it, right?
Yeah.
It's like a child. Yeah. If they close their eyes, they think
it
you
doesn't
can't
exist.
See it. But they're there, you know. But you know, Derek, I think most of the issue when it comes to that is that we don't actually have proper conversations with our healthcare providers, you know. And so there ends up being a lot of fear around knowing, right? And knowing is power.
Yes.
If you know what you're at risk of, and we understand and we have that conversation and you understand, okay, look, in this condition, I think you should do this and this and this and this. And these are the reasons, right? Have that conversation. So it's not a healthcare is not someone telling you 1, 2, 3, and then you just sit with the information. No, this is a two-way street. I always see it as a journey. You need to walk that journey with someone. And part of a journey is the back and forth, right? Let me make an example.
Okay.
Let's say you are perfectly healthy, everything is fine, you go for a medical check and your blood pressure is perhaps elevated. Or even if you don't actually go in for a physical medical check, but we have a conversation and we find out that look, there is maybe some history of hypertension in your family. Then we need to start talking about it. Okay, so what is hypertension? What are your personal risks for it? What can you do, right? Because if you know you can do something about it versus pretending it's not there and then having to deal with the consequences of something that is there.
Yeah.
So I definitely understand the notion that, I don't want to find out. But I also think it's because of how we handle it. And so the most important thing is let's just have that conversation. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You understand it, right? You will be even more empowered to employ the necessary changes to do what you need to do to get yourself in a better state. Yeah.
100%. No, thank you so much for that. Now, they usually say the older you get, things start changing. And once some of the changes happen, to get them back to their former glory is almost an impossibility. For adults, especially those who've hit 40 plus, what are some of those non-negotiable screenings that even if you think you're fine, you still need to at least once a year make sure that you're checked on those things. Talk to us a bit about those.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for that. And just to preface this, I definitely agree. I definitely disagree with that, the fact that the older you get, things are irreversible. There have been incidences. Let me speak of my father. Okay. Actually, my father, he is now in his 60s. He was diagnosed with hypertension 10 years ago, right? When he was 50s, early 50s. We have now tapered him down to the most minimal treatment. And I'm contemplating me to take him off. So our bodies are so responsive. Our bodies are so, so, so responsive. And I don't think age is as big a factor as we think it is. So it is definitely doable, definitely possible. So to answer your question, the top three, so I'm going to say they are lifestyle diseases, right? That is hypertension, diabetes, and dyslipidemia. Dyslipidemia, sometimes we call it cholesterol, right? Your cholesterol is high. So lipids are just fats, right? So when you say dyslipidemia, is your fats being disarranged or disarray, right? So that's just your fat. So I think annually, you just need to make sure that you check your blood pressure, diabetes, and also what your lipids look like, right? Your fats. And then there are general infections depending on your lifestyle. But these, I would say, just do it once a year, especially HIV. And then the malignancies for females, breast cancer and cervical cancer. So a pap smear. Fortunately, pap smears you can do every 3 to 5 years if everything is fine. And then prostate. Now, I love having the prostate conversation with men because a lot of men don't want to go get checked out because they worry that they don't want people touching them in uncomfortable places.
Yes, yes.
The good news is that you don't even have to. There's a blood test that you can just do, and then we can check the prostatic antigen. So that's PSA. So that level will tell us how your prostate is doing. So you can even do it over the phone. You don't even need to come in, right? We just have a conversation, send you the lab form, and then go to the lab and get it checked out. So there's a lot that can be done on an annual basis, on a 2 year basis.
No, thank you so much for that. I think that becomes very clear and also very important that we don't miss those, especially as we get a bit older there. For those who feel a bit too old or too busy to make lifestyle changes, what would be your recommendation as to the first small step that they can take in the right direction?
Oh, yeah, no. I think at some point we all feel either one of the two or both, right?
Yeah.
Or too busy. But I really believe as long as there is breath in your lungs, there is definitely something you can do that day and the next day to improve the time that you have. I am going to be a little bit stern on this one and just remind us that, look, unfortunately in life, everything costs. The only difference is that you get to decide when you're paying. Do we pay now? On an everyday basis with small little changes and choices we can make? Or do we want to pay later with a bulk of time that we might need to take off to heal from sometimes a preventable condition? And unfortunately, paying later, you very often don't have the terms, right? Like you are now being told you have to, versus if we pay now, making very little choices and very little adjustments to your everyday life. One of the things that I think we have gotten into the habit of is to look for quick solutions, right? You want a tea that is going to solve this. You want a pill that is going to solve this. So healthcare for me, it's a journey. It is a journey that you walk, and you are not going to start running a marathon overnight, but you start walks. Okay, now that you've built up the muscle for walks, okay, let's start jogging. And we can approach healthcare the same way. Even if your diet is the worst and you are sedentary, I promise you there are things that you can do today that won't feel overwhelming. And you know, you can improve your life. You can add 2 years of good health, not just 2 years in terms of, you know, I now have time, but I'm still in a terrible state, but you can definitely improve it. And the two things I would say is, one, if we can focus on what we eat, can it resemble how God created the food? You know,
what
your plate looks, if most of it looks like what it looks like in nature, so the less processed, the better.
Okay.
You know, we're on the right track, right? We won't get it right every day, but if we can do that most of the time, no, we're going to be good. So instead of having a lot of fruit juice, have the fruit. Instead of having a lot of processed meat, have the actual meat if you're a meat eater, right? Instead of having those pre-packed, veggies are generally good, even if they're pre-packed or not necessarily processed, right? Instead of, not processed, but just generally food. If you want grains, yes, right? Let's have it in the most natural form as possible. And then two, just move your body a little bit. Depending on your fitness level, just move. If we can just focus on those two things, I think that'll be a very good place to start.
Yeah.
And then, we'll take it from there.
I like that. I like that. If we just start, we can then grow from there. I mean, we're in the age of technology and modernity. We see a lot of things that people are utilizing to I don't know if it's to enhance or maybe to just monitor their health. You know, smartwatches, trackers, and so forth. Are they useful or maybe just basically causing unnecessary anxiety?
I think it depends. I think it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of these things are tools that you can use. Some tools will be more applicable to Derek, some tools will be more applicable to Eam. So it depends on what works for you. What I do want to caution us against is to taking that as definitive medical tests, right?
Okay.
I know some of the watches will give you an ECG. They will say that they're doing all of this, but you need the human touch to put all of it together, because it's not just the numbers, right? Mm-hmm. It's what you come with. It's Derek. How old is Derek? Derek is a male. Derek comes from a family of this and this.
Okay.
Derek had these conditions as a child. So it encompasses all of that. But for the everyday, I definitely enjoy monitoring my progress. So for me, it's a form of motivation.
Mm-hmm.
But for other people, groups, right? Having a little club with your friends, or, you know, having a joining gym classes. So it depends. Some people need a more physical or more personalized form of motivation. Some people are fine with just seeing the numbers, right? It's like basically how our brains are differently wired, and some things work for some and some don't work for others. So whatever it is at your disposal, use it for the betterment of your goal. Right. So if the smartwatch will help you attain your goal, go for it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I see them mostly as tools, and then we can pick whichever one works for us.
No, thank you so much for that. And I think I liked how you encourage us to not say, because my watch is saying, therefore I'm okay, or therefore I'm not okay, and just start panicking. Rather, use it to monitor. And then if there's anything you need out beyond that, seek medical attention or medical practitioner's professional help there. Maybe as we wrap up then, your last word that you'd want the listener to leave with, what they should remember as they go, what would that be into the next decade?
Ah, oh, awesome. I am going to borrow words from the Apostle John.
Okay.
John
in
3:1-2, where he says that, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.
Yeah.
And I think that our physical health is very important to God, and it's also very important to us. It affects absolutely every area of our life. It affects our productivity. It affects how we can show up for family. It affects, you know, even how you are and your relationship with yourself. So I think it's something that we need to take very importantly.
Yes.
I would even say it might be the most important thing in our lives, because everything else will come. Okay, no, not most important. God comes first. Your spiritual well-being is the most important. And then after that, yes, your physical well-being.
Health.
Yeah, your health is very important. And for me, the biggest thing is it's a journey. I think sometimes we want to run a 10K, but let's start, let's walk around the block. So it's a journey, and we can focus on small daily changes, and that can have, that can add years of quality just doing the small daily changes and growing and growing on that. So yes, I think just embark on that journey wherever you are, wherever you're starting, even if you do have a medical condition, even if you do, you have been diagnosed with this and that, it is not that, that is not a final diagnosis. That is not, it is very possible to optimize your health from there. Yeah. You can get better, you can prevent further complications. And if we're not there yet, then great. Let's prevent you from as much as possible.
I love that. I love that. Let's prevent it from getting worse than that. And anything can still be addressed. It's never too late. Thank you so much, Doc, for spending the time with us this morning. We truly want to appreciate you, and may God bless you. And once again, thank you.
Thank you so much, Derek. And thanks so much to your listeners for having me today. God bless.
Thank you. And that's the conversation we're having with Dr. Rahwale. We're looking at issues of preventative health care. If you want and you've got any comments, any questions on that, do send them through. And don't forget, this conversation will be available as a podcast.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520. Or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.